This is DOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. U.S. President Joe Biden unveils a federal plan to combat the coronavirus, seeking $1.9 trillion from Congress, including $20 billion for vaccines and $50 billion for testing. In a dramatic turn, the new U.S. administration thanks the World Health Organization for leading the global pandemic response and vows to remain a member and fulfill its financial obligations to the organization. A watchdog says health systems in Africa, hobbled by shortages of oxygen and other resources, are struggling with a second wave, pushing the fatality rate above the global average. European chiefs are set to discuss coordinated intra-EU border closures as variants have some nations stressed over a potential increase in travel at the approaching winter break. The International Olympic Committee chief says the virus-delayed Tokyo Olympics will go ahead this summer and that there is no plan B. Amazon, with more than 800,000 U.S. employees, says its coordination with healthcare providers to administer shots on site at its facilities will help achieve Biden's goal of 100 million Americans vaccinated in the next 100 days. And Mongolia's prime minister resigns following protests over the treatment of a new mother infected with the virus. A video shows the woman being moved with her baby to an infectious disease center, wearing only hospital pajamas and plastic slippers, and temperatures dropping to minus 25 degrees. This is VOA News. A rare twin suicide bombing leaves at least 20 people dead and wounded on a bustling commercial street in the heart of Baghdad, security forces say, rupturing months of relative calm in the Iraqi capital. Nepalese climbers who made history by becoming the first to summit the world's second highest mountain, K2, in winter, are telling how they battled hurricane-force winds and freezing temperatures to achieve that record. EU leaders will grapple Thursday with the threat of new coronavirus variants as nervous countries push for a closure of Europe's internal borders to stop the spread. The toll from a powerful explosion caused by a gas leak that gutted a building in a residential part of Madrid rises to 4 after a priest dies from his injuries. The refusal of several Muslim organizations, two of them grouping citizens of Turkish origin, to sign up to a charter against extremism has damaged the initiative backed by President Emmanuel Macron and prompted a bitter row with the Muslim community. The European Union will press Turkey to make good on recent gestures from its president to calm tensions as Ankara's foreign minister visits Brussels. Morocco's detention of thousands of suspects awaiting possible trial has sparked a heated debate in the North African country, with even prison authorities criticizing its excessive use. A decade after Egypt's mass protests briefly unlocked new freedoms, human rights groups say it is back to square one, as President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has stamped out all opposition. European Central Bank governors meet to take stock of their monetary stimulus efforts as more infectious strains of the coronavirus and stricter shutdowns cloud the economic outlook. Google and French newspapers say they have signed an agreement aimed at opening the path to digital copyright payments from the online giant after months of heated negotiations. And rich countries have overreported finance to help countries adapt to the impacts of climate change by $20 billion over the last decade, leaving at-risk communities drastically underfunded. That's what a new analysis is showing. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.